Okay, Shkoyach. Good evening, all. So tonight's words of Torah are dedicated in memory of Devorah Chana Bas Yitzchak, Betsy Stein's mother, who is commemorating her first Yahrzeit. This evening we pray that her neshama should have an aliyah.
Amen.
So I thought, God willing, we're starting up our Mincha Maariv Minyan once again, so maybe we can get into a little bit of a limud, more of a set Torah study over here. So what I was thinking we could do is learn through some of the laws of Erev Shabbos. And you say, how extensive could the laws of Erev Shabbos be? The answer is quite extensive. So we'll go slowly, just a few minutes every single day, just to try to get a bit of an understanding of what our Fridays, and as we'll see, what really our entire week should look like as we formulate and as we get excited for every single Shabbos, really starting from Sunday. We should be building up anticipation for this upcoming Shabbos. So the first, we'll be using the Sefer Nitei Gavriel, written by Rav Gavriel Tziner, just a remarkable Sefer in so many ways and so many different topics. And we'll begin the first topic over here of Tfila V'Limud HaTorah V'Tzedakah B'Erev Shabbos. Several different things that a person should make sure they should either be doing a little bit or a lot of on Erev Shabbos, as we'll see. And the first halacha that he says is, Be'erev Shabbos lo ya'arich b'tfila yoter midai. So let's say you have someone who loves davening. Okay, it's a beautiful thing to love davening. You should make sure to go to Minyan, and it's a beautiful thing to do. But let's say you your davening is always 20 minutes longer than everyone else. So it's an important halacha to realize that if you're someone who likes to lengthen your davening, which in general probably is a nice thing to do, on Erev Shabbos, one should not be lengthening their davening. They should make sure it's just an average amount of time, if not even maybe even a little shorter, so that you can prepare for Shabbos, begin preparing a little bit earlier as a result of that. Then he quotes a well-known halacha, and that is in the same vein of that your davening should not be too long. Well, what about certain tefillos that are added and or skipped on Erev Shabbos? In particular, tachanun. Where does tachanun fall in on Erev Shabbos? So most of us know that for mincha, we don't say tachanun, but shacharis, we assume that we do say tachanun. So the truth is, it's not so clear. There are those that would say, maybe even you should say you should not say tachanun, even at shacharis. Here's what he says. Omrim tachanun be'erev Shabbos b'shachris kiragil b'chol yom. So the generally accepted opinion that we follow, as the Shulchan Aruch seems to imply, not that he writes explicitly, but the Shulchan Aruch lists all the different times we don't say tachanun, and he doesn't include shachris of erev Shabbos. So the assumption is we do say tachanun on shachris of erev Shabbos. But v'yesh nohagim shelo lomar tachanun. There are those, in particular the Machzor Roma and other commentaries who are probably a little bit not as known, who say one does not have to, or one should not say tachanun on for shachris of Erev Shabbos, for the simple reason that the anticipation and excitement of Erev Shabbos begins all the way in the morning, and so therefore I'm so excited for Shabbos coming up even in the summer months. Shabbos is not starting for another 15 hours, whatever it is, but I'm so excited, or 12 hours or so, I'm so excited, so I'm not going to say tachanun even now. But again, v'achar chatzos l'divrei hakol lo yomar. Everyone agrees that when it comes to after chatzos, aka when you daven mincha and on Erev Shabbos, one should not be saying tachanun at all. Next time what we'll do is try to understand, that was regarding tefillah, regarding our davening. What about regarding our learning? In general, we say that we should be learning as much as possible. Is that true on Erev Shabbos as well? So God willing, we'll save that for tomorrow. But for now, we'll conclude with the Rabbis.